on Community Contact, we welcome Sherry Lee Bloodworth-Botop, Director of Public and Government Affairs with Baldwin County. Baldwin County is featured the fourth Thursday of each month here on Community Contact. Good morning, Sherry Lee.
Good morning, Lori. How are you? You staying warm?
Yes, ma'am. Trying to do just that and waiting on the warmer temperatures for sure. Thank you for joining us, except for November and December, which falls so close to Thanksgiving and Christmas. We try to get an update from the county on the fourth Thursday of each month. So I suppose we could start with, y'all are also doing a land use plan and had some public meetings scheduled and then postponed them. Tell us about that project and when folks can get involved.
Sure. So people can already get involved by going to our website and taking the survey. And I know Fairhope has started a land use plan. And I think a similar survey has gone out. But, you know, it's a really good way to gauge where people are in their thought process about land use and the things that are troubling them at this time, the things they'd like to see more of. And it's just a good way for us to gather that data. So we really encourage people to go. We try to make it easy and put everything, all of our programs, on the website, which is baldwincountyal.gov. If you go there, there's a scrolling number of boxes of programs that we're running. The long-range land use planning process is there, and the survey is on that page.
Okay. Very good. And any date yet on rescheduling public meetings?
We don't. We're looking at sometime in February. We're working on getting the dates again. We will have daytime meetings, evening meetings when they are rescheduled. Unfortunately, I'm sure it won't be surprising to anyone to know that they were postponed because of COVID. So it's hit everyone pretty hard. And a lot of people are out, and we were also concerned, our consultants were concerned about traveling, and then we were concerned people might not feel comfortable coming out to these large meetings right now at the peak of this wave.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so I have also gone on to baldwincountyal.gov, and I see these the events and activities and services. They kind of flash across the screen. So, yeah, you'll see Baldwin County Long-Range Land Use Planning Process 2030. And then the state of the county. Y'all actually released a video recently about that. Tell us about that.
We did. Please watch it if you can. So this is a video about what has been accomplished during this commission term, and it's, you know, for the first time in over 10 years, this commission adopted a strategic plan, and what the video shows is the things that have been accomplished that are directly related to that plan. I think it's very exciting to watch. You know, we all know how fast we're growing, and we know the pains that come with that and the opportunities that also come with that, but you watch the video, you'll see things that the county is working on, not just alone, but with other agencies and with our municipal partners around the whole county. So there's a lot going on, and I think the feedback I've gotten from it, most people that watch it say, oh, what a relief. They feel relieved, like, oh, y'all actually are on it. You know, you see what we see, and we do.
Oh, good. Well, so, I'll see if... Will it stand on audio? I'd love to play it on the radio, but I probably might need the visual effects for it to work.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch it and see, Lori. There is a... You know, it's obviously scripted, so it does talk about what you're seeing.
Right.
But you're the expert on the radio. No, if that would resonate with your listeners.
So if you're looking at baldwincountyal.gov and you see this banner of things on the bottom, as I was mentioning, if you click the arrow to the right, then you'll see the Baldwin Emergency Rental Assistance Program. And I read in the Courier, it's been some time ago, that program has been extended and also expanded to cover more than just rent. And this started as a federal COVID assistance program. I forget the technical name of it.
That's right, Lori. So this is a program that actually came out during the Trump administration under the CARES Act, and the Emergency Rental Assistance Program was allocated to counties around the country based on population and some financial need. So Baldwin County received two waves of funding for a total of over $11 million. And like everyone else, the commission has learned, the best way to run this program. Baldwin County as a county has never run anything like this. It was very unusual for us. And so we started with a consultant, and, things were moving really slowly. So we ended up, the commission decided to transition to a partnership with our nonprofits. And since that time, the dollars are going out the door very quickly to people that need it.
So does that mean we could go to Ecumenical Ministries or the United Way or somewhere else and apply for this as well as online?
So we ask people to apply online, but there's also a phone number where a case manager can walk people through other ways to do this. Online is obviously the fastest. And if you go to baldwincountyal.gov/ERAP, it stands for Emergency Rental Assistance Program, or on our homepage, you'll see the little block I think you mentioned earlier,
Okay.
The picture, and it says Emergency Rental Assistance. Click on that, and you can apply. The program was extended by the federal government, and the commission voted to extend it in Baldwin County through... so you can apply through June 10th of 2022, and then the program is approved through September 30th, 2022. So
I know when it first came out, it was designed for the landlords to be able to get reimbursed from the government. So is that
right?
Now can tenants apply as well? It also includes utility bills and car payments now. So anyone can apply now if they follow all, of course, the directions and meet the requirements.
That's right. You can apply if you meet the criteria. You can certainly apply. A tenant can apply. I think what the Treasury Department realized was there were some situations going on where the landlords were not applying on behalf of the tenants for whatever reason. And so they realized they needed to open it up so tenants could apply for them and advocate for themselves. Then they also added, and the commission adopted, utility coverage. So if you have passed utilities, and of course all of this has to be in some way related to COVID. You lost your job, you had less hours because of COVID, some financial hardship related to COVID. Rental late fees are covered, reconnection fees, and even some relocation expenses. So if something is not working out at your current situation and you need to relocate, I think the challenge in Baldwin County is that there's not a whole lot out there to relocate to, unfortunately.
Right.
But if that were the case, some of those fees could be covered.
Okay. And what is it like now with still the Omicron and some COVID still affecting us? If we want to renew our car tag or do any other kind of business in a county building or county office, what do we need to do? There's still some places we must call, or can we walk in, masks or no masks?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, and like you and everyone else, every retailer, every government agency, we're figuring this out as we go along. We, of course, always recommend that people wear a mask if they feel safer doing that, but they're not required in our buildings now. We're recommending that people make appointments online or call and make appointments for these services, just because, yes, the crowds are one part of that, but also because it's just easier for the citizen, the customer coming in, to have an appointment time. You walk in and walk out. I've had people tell me, wow, it only took 15 minutes for me to renew my car tag, and that's very, in the past that was unusual.
Right. And but there's some services to do online, such as that Renew Your Car Tag. And I was so impressed at how easy it was to do. And within a week, I had my new sticker in the mail without leaving home.
Easy.
So
it really is, Lori.
Good idea to have folks.
You know, that's the good side of the pandemic, I guess, the things that it helped right. all of us become more efficient in some ways.
Right. What else? I also have a notice of rescheduling certain Baldwin County Commission work sessions and meetings in February. What else is going on with the commission or the county you would like us to know?
Yeah, there was a meeting reschedule, and obviously, like we talked about earlier, the public outreach meetings for the land use plan are rescheduled as well, which we're starting to call a guide more than a plan, because that's what it really is. So you'll hear more of that language moving forward. So the February meeting that's rescheduled is, there was a conflict with commissioners and an event they've been asked to attend in Mobile. So there was no COVID related thing going on there. Thank goodness. And otherwise there is a lot going on every day. You know, a lot going on with our road paving projects, as you can imagine. Really excited about what's happening in solid waste. And it's, you know, this hasn't been, there's not been a groundbreaking or anything, but we are pursuing a countywide recycling facility. And our solid waste director, environmental services director, Terry Graham, has been working on this for years. And it looks like it's going to happen. So fingers crossed. We'd partner with all the municipalities on that, and that would be an amazing thing for Baldwin County.
Yes, I know that Mayor Sherry Sullivan and Fairhope itself are excited about that possibility and that partnership. Yeah. It's going to become a reality. Is there a time goal date in mind?
So, you know, like everything, it depends on funding.
Oh, sure.
Right now, the study is in progress, so that is happening. That's the first step to make it happen. We've applied for GOMESA funds, which are funds that come through the state, and those are, you probably know about this, funds that are dispersed to Gulf State counties, or Gulf State, mostly counties. And it's from offshore oil drilling.
Yes.
And so we've applied to the state portion of that fund for a portion of that project, and then we're hoping to use some ARPA funds, and I'm sorry with the acronyms, but it's American Rescue Plan Act dollars. Baldwin County did receive $43 million, and they have to be used in a specific manner, so we have attorneys looking at whether or not some of those funds can be used in this way.
Yeah, I was talking about that yesterday, how, you know, just gazillions of dollars have been given to states and counties and municipalities, and they're under the gun to figure out how to spend it in accordance with the rules, and I hope it's put to good use, and that is something that could be contributed to that recycling center. It seems very important.
Absolutely. It's a blessing and a curse. The dollars coming out, we're trying to think of it as a blessing. Baldwin County Commission launched an internal, approved an internal grants committee that works and looking and evaluating all these funds. And these are directors from all the departments, and they bring recommendations back to the commission for consideration. But as of yesterday, we've been going through just billions of dollars that are newly released from the federal side, and I'm sure you've been following that. Those are all infrastructure related. We also put in a $22 million ask for state ARPA funds, and these are all for stormwater projects, so
yeah.
You'll be happy to know. Anything that the county gets to address stormwater obviously benefits our municipalities as well.
Certainly.
Okay. Water does not stop at those boundaries.
That's right. A good point. Anything else that you would like to mention I haven't thought to ask?
I mean, I think for now we've covered quite a bit. I would love for people to take that survey. We really want to hear from everyone possible. We're going to work with the school board on getting that out a little more broadly as well. But just taking that survey would be really helpful so that we can hear from everyone around the county before this land use guide is put into place or adopted.
Okay, and it's is a long range land use plan, is that a law or a guide?
So it is a law, and by law it is a plan. But I think, you know, the title of the document, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's
right. I just didn't know
if will be the plan.
Yeah, what comes out of this would be a guide such as the comprehensive plan in Fairhope, or is it things that are actually adapted into law for future development?
So we're by local act, Baldwin County is required to do this process, and I'm not sure. I think it's every 5 years,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not positive if there's a time frame on that, like a comprehensive plan, like
right.
you see in Fairhope. So it's a little bit different, but it is required.
Okay.
And, so it is something we're doing because it's required, and it's not something. One more thing, and Matthew Brown could come back on and touch on this again, but we get a lot of confusion during these processes, especially at the county level, about government telling people what to do with their land. And I just want to clarify that, you know, zoning in the county is a citizen-driven process. It's something that citizens have to petition the commission, the planning commission, to do. And it is all driven by the citizens. It is voted on by the citizens that live in the area that would be impacted. So it's not anything that would be, you know, top down from Baldwin County government zoning your area. That is not that. I know there was a lot of confusion the last time there was a planning process in the county,
right.
and just wanted to clarify
right.
that.
Well, I did notice in the press release about the meetings, which are now postponed. It said in unzoned areas.
That's right.
So I thought, well, that's interesting. How can they
That's right.
tell us what to do with the property in unzoned areas? Now, I have clicked on the I'm BaldwinCountyAL.gov, and then I clicked on the long-range land use plan, and I'm seeing notifications of the input sessions postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Visit Baldwin Hour Vision. Oh, here we go. So we click on the Survey Monkey in order to
That's
take
right.
the survey. There it is. Okay. And if folks have any questions, they can reach out to you or just further explore this on BaldwinCountyAL.gov. Thank you so much, Sherry. Sherry Lee.
Yes. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate
right.
it. And we will talk to you next month, if not sooner.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Sherry Lee, Bloodworth Botop, Director of Public and Government Affairs for Baldwin County. It is now 8:42. It's probably warmed up, if I had to guess, to about 41 or 42 degrees downtown. Let's see. Yep, 42 degrees. It's going to be a little warmer today, a little nicer. We'll get the scoop from John Nodar in just a moment.